Hey, it's Tax Quibs time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk to you about an eclectic set of tidbits about IRS changes and use. Well, my friends, recently the IRS started releasing updated frequently asked questions, or FAQs, about different topics. They didn't actually add new information or change procedures, but did add more clarifications. So look for the updated date next to the FAQ. The most important information for people still waiting for their 2020 and 2021 tax returns to be processed can be found in this FAQ. It basically tells you that your delay could be even longer than you could have ever imagined, and to do nothing, just wait, and several other helpful tips. Are you missing stimulus or recovery payments? Are you convinced that you never received them, even though the IRS transcripts say that you did? Well, you can use a Form 3911 to have the IRS track the payment. Save time and fax the request to the IRS at 855-332-3068. After a while, you can call this phone number, 800-919-9835, to follow up. But first, look through your bank accounts to be sure the payments are not there. And here's a delightful twist to make you totally crazy. Did you pay for your tax software or tax preparation fee by having it deducted from your refund? Well, in that case, your stimulus payments may have gone to the bank that handled the fee payment to TurboTax, H&R Block, or whoever, or to your tax pro. Oh no, that's another place to inquire before filing that Form 3911. According to the taxpayer advocate, about 95% of all of the tracking ends up being one of these issues. People actually received it, but not where they thought it was. Here are some other useful FAQs, information about the 2021 earned income credit, and information about the 2021 child tax credit and advanced child tax credit. What's frustrating on these things is that they don't put the newest answers on top, or on a page with 20 or more FAQs, it would be helpful to get a summary of which FAQs had changed with links to those FAQs that are changed. Remind me to bring that up and suggest that to the IRS Issue Management Resolution Team, IMRS. They're the ones who convinced the IRS to show the dates on the changes in the first place. More delightful news. The IRS is raising the interest rates on balances due. They've been pretty stable at 3% until earlier in April of this year. With this third quarter increase, the IRS will have raised the interest rate by 2% for the second two quarters of 2022. And you've got the little chart here. Now, this is good news for people with refunds that are delayed. They'll get a higher rate of interest. But for people who owe money to the IRS, they're going to have to pay more. The IRS released their audit statistics for the year 2019. As you can see, these audits are still in process. Look for your income bracket to see how likely you are to be selected. Audit rates have doubled for those in the $75,000 to $5 million range, and yet they still remain well under 1% of the population, so relax. Audits of those folks with incomes over $10 million have increased fourfold. Believe it or not, the IRS has another set of statistics that shows the results of all of these audits. Natural disasters are increasing. As we get ever more storms, floods, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other plagues, the IRS provides some tips to help you protect your financial data. Here is a link to those things that you can do now before the next disaster hits your home. Something no one seems to remind you about, your irreplaceable family documents, photographs, films, the memories and love that cannot be recreated if lost, stolen, or damaged. Please protect those. Load them someplace safe in the cloud, perhaps copied into one or more different systems in case one of them gets hit with their own disaster. It's inexpensive to be redundant about your precious family treasures. That's it for now. There are many, many more issues and questions in the Tax Mama forum, so drop by and read or ask your own at itaxmama.com/askquestion. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where else? At taxmama.com.